This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
How to use Tinder safely. Thanks for asking. Salim Berada, also known as the Tinder rapist, has been on trial in France since the 18th of March 2024. He's accused of raping or sexually assaulting 17 women after meeting them on the internet via dating applications. According to his victims, his MO was always the same. He would invite them to his home for a photo shoot, offer them a drink that they felt compelled to take, and which would result in them feeling extremely intoxicated. Although the defendant has denied the charges, investigators were able to find traces of drugs, including antihistamines, in several of the women. The women then describe a sudden change in Salim's attitude towards them, and said he then forced himself on them, despite their objections and refusal. The only thing that unites all these women is that they were approached over the internet.
Is it an isolated case?
Sadly not. While for many people Tinder is a great opportunity to meet people, we cannot ignore the pitfalls. The transition from the virtual to the real can be fraught with disillusionment. A person who doesn't look like their profile. Two people who realise that they don't expect the same thing from a date. Or worse, a date that leads to harassment, assault, or even rape.
So how do you ensure a safe date on Tinder?
When something goes wrong, it's not the victim's fault. However, here are some tips to stay safe. Firstly, while it's a good idea to use real photos, choose ones that do not reveal personal information, like your address or place of work. Similarly, you do not have to give your full name, and avoid linking your Instagram account to your Tinder profile, as it could contain a lot of personal information. As a general rule, remember that the person you're communicating with is still a stranger. If you decide to meet this person, arrange to meet in a public place, and above all, tell someone close to you exactly where you are and ask them to remain contactable and ready to join you if the date goes wrong.
Has the app put anything in place to prevent this kind of abuse?
To reinforce its security, the application has created a verification system to authenticate that the user is really the person in their photos. This is not compulsory, but it is possible to select only verified profiles so as to take less risks. Users can also report malicious profiles, but the problem is that once an account has been banned, it's possible to create a new one, which is what Salim Berada did, regularly creating a new account with a new identity. Tinder is currently working on a system whereby you'd need to present an official document to verify the user's identity in an effort to stamp out fake profiles. There you have it. Now you know how to use Tinder safely. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along, and you really will know for sure.